Each winner only knows what he can do. Each winner only knows what he can do. If you're going to be a winner, you establish yourself for whatever you're going to win. If you're going to be a winner, you're going to be the person who plays the game best at that particular game. Now, you may not be the best player all the time. Other people may be good players. They may be even better players. But you're going to win the game you're playing because you are the best player. You give it your very best. You know that you can do it. You know that you can do it because you have recognized that this is a game you enjoy. This is a game that you delight in. This is a game that makes you feel very happy. And because it makes you feel very happy, you accomplish whatever it is that the dream has to give you. Are you ready to be a winner? Are you ready to be a winner and win all the time? Each winner only knows what he can do. Now, what is it that you can do? What is it that you can accomplish in your dream? What is it that you can accomplish on your choice? What is it that you can do that only you can do, and you do it so wonderfully? Well, it's not a matter of going into the game and saying, I am the best player. It's not a matter of going into the game and saying, I am the ideal player. It's not even a matter of going into the game and saying, I know how to play this game. It's a matter of going into the game and saying, I like this game. This game is lots of fun. I have great enjoyment in playing this game. This game does so much for me. It makes me feel so wonderful. It makes me feel so accomplished. I just feel good at playing the game. Whatever the game may be, it could be a game of checkers or chess. It could be a game of tennis or golf. It could be a game of soccer or football or baseball or any of the games. It could be any game at all. But do I enjoy the game? Now, you have a game of baseball, and you have all the players on two teams. And all the players on two teams are each doing their best in the location that they are in that game, in the position that they're playing in that game. Now, they do not think of other players doing well or poor. They merely think of themselves enjoying the game and doing their very best. And as they enjoy the game and do their very best, they are contributing to the game being won for their team. Now, all the rest of the members of the team can have whatever thoughts they want. But if you are a winner, if you are the person who enjoys every game you play and plays every game to your finest and your best, you are going to be the marker who sets the course for the game. You're going to be the one who is there at all the crucial times, the crucial most. When the ball is hit into outfield, you are the one who catches it. When the run to the bases are made, you are the one who does them most beautifully and most competently. And you enjoy it. That's the big point. You enjoy it. When children return home from a day of play, mother says, well, how was your day? And they say, oh, it was wonderful. We had so much fun. We had so much fun doing this, doing that, and we were playing these games and those games. Well, did you enjoy it? Oh, my, yes, did we enjoy it. We had such a good time. Now, the mother doesn't say, did you win? The mother doesn't say, how did your team come in? Because if your mother has to ask how the team came in and how you played the game, then she doesn't believe that you're the winner. She doesn't believe that you are a winner who each winner knows only what he can do. And he can do it as a winner. Now, when you come home and you say to your dad, hey, Dad, we had a great baseball game this afternoon as our score was very even with the other team. We played a very good game. It was just a fantastic game because we played so evenly. We were evenly matched. And it was just lots of fun. It was just lots of fun. Well, each winner knows only what he can do. So, are you a winner? Do you know what you can do? Do you play every game in life because it's a joy? Do you play the game of living because it's a joy? Do you play the game of living in your body because you are a winner living in your body? You are a winner living in your body. You have chosen your body, and it's the temple of the living God, and it's fantastic, it's perfect, and you have chosen it. Now, you have prepared it well. Now, you get up out of bed, and you say, okay, I'm ready for a great day. Now, are you really ready for a great day? Did you have a good sleep? Are you waking up a winner? Are you waking up with a winning consciousness that says, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. Is that how you wake up? Is that how you start out your morning? Is that how you start out your day? Do you start out your day realizing who and what you are? Do you start out your day saying, I am ideal. I am a winner. I am a winner at living. I'm living, every cell in my body is playing the game and is a winner. Every attitude I have about myself and about my life and about the world about me, every attitude I have is a winner attitude. I am a winner. And as I proclaim this, as I name this, as I experience it, it's not a matter that I win the game. It's not a matter that which soccer team was best. Did they play a good game? Did they play a game that was fun? Did all members of both teams feel that they had really a good challenge? They had a good opportunity to show how wonderful they are. Did you do that? Did you do that? Every day we have that opportunity. Every day, life is a game. Living is a game. Just getting up out of bed in the morning is a game. And preparing ourselves for the day, do we say, what a wonderful day, I'm ready for it, oh boy, I'm ready. And do you prepare yourself mentally? Do you eat a good breakfast that satisfies you? Do you eat a breakfast that says, wow, that was a great breakfast, the same thing I've had every day? Well, look at your dog. Your dog eats the same thing all the time, basically, unless you give him table treats. And the dog is basically healthy. And a cat is basically healthy. They're all basically healthy because of one thing. What they're doing is that they are living their life in a beautiful way. They're living their life in a happy, healthy, hearty way. They're doing all the things that make them happy. Mm-hmm. My cat just jumped up on my desk here while I'm giving my talk, as Jeannie always does. And Jeannie had some foxtails in his tail. Her tail. And so I started pulling him out of her tail, and she pulled away from me a little bit, but not hard. And I stripped her tail, did pull all the foxtails out, about four or five of them, threw them in the wastebasket. And Jeannie ran away from me 2 feet, and then turned around and came right back and said, thank you, thank you. I didn't realize I had them there because they didn't hurt her, they didn't bother me, but thank you. You made my life living a little better. You made my game of life feeling so wonderful, so fantastic. My game of life is fantastic because I create you pulling the foxtails out of my tail. And I create you recognizing that I am a fantastic cat. I'm a lovely cat. I'm a beautiful cat. Yeah. And she waves her tail in my face. Yes. Each winner knows only what he can do. And Jeannie is my cat. She knows what she can do. Rex, my dog, he knows what he can do. When I hold him on a short leash and we walk the couple-mile path around the campus here, he behaves perfectly, and he is always right by my side. The minute I give him a longer leash, then he's off investigating and checking things. He's a winner. He knows only what he can do. And he knows what he can do by the leash that I give him. Jeannie knows what she can do by the petting that I give her, by holding her that I give her. Everyone in my world knows what they can do. Each winner knows only what he can do. and everyone in my world is whole and perfect. Everyone in my world knows they live in their ideal body. They're a winner in their body. They will not ever say anything that is not a winner. One of my students said to me that she had a hurt in her hip, and she'd like to replace the ball in her hip. And it was a simple operation and a wonderful operation and a beautiful operation. And I told her, you don't really need that. You don't really need anyone to cut into your body. You don't need any. You just say to yourself, I have a perfect hip. I have a perfect body. Everything about me is in ideal shape and perfect shape. And she says, would you help me to know that and accomplish that? I said, sure. So I worked with her. But she did not do her part. She did not say to herself, I have the perfect body. I have the perfect hip. All the time. She went around telling other people that she had a hip that was not so good. She went around telling her doctor she had a hip that was not so good. And that's okay. She went around telling the world because she wanted to have that hip operation because she thought in 2 seconds that hip operation was going to take away all the pain that she had there. And she had the operation and it took away all the pain. But she did not follow through with what she told me she wanted me to help her do. She wanted me to recognize that she was whole and perfect. She didn't need that operation. She didn't need those things. But then she went right out and told everybody about it. If you really are a winner, you don't go telling anybody you're a loser. If you really are a winner, you tell everybody that you are a winner. You tell everybody you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You're playing the game as a master. You're playing the game as a winner. Now, it's not my choice whether she needed a hip replacement or not. That's not my point. Her point was that she wanted to speak her word and know that it is done. And she wanted me to speak my word with her and be affirmative with all strength. And I said, she doesn't need that hip operation. She does not need it because she's whole and perfect. And this is what she wanted to say. But then, because she wasn't true to herself, because she went around telling the world that she was going to get a hip operation, that she had this and had that, she took herself right off the bandwagon of being a winner and chose to be a winner with a hip operation, which is okay. But it's not what she told me she wanted me to work with her on as her practitioner, as her helper, as her person. And if ever anyone comes to me and asks me to work with them on their wholeness, their healing, then let me see them do their part. Tell no one, live your life so perfectly. Say to yourself every moment, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. If you want medications, take them. If you want anything, take it. But don't tell anyone anything other than what you believe for yourself. I believe I'm whole and perfect. I believe. Now, if you cannot believe that, if you cannot know that you're a winner, if you cannot know that, then go and get all the help you can get and you're not thought badly of. It's just part of being a human being. But when you want to be a divine being and you want to live from that inner reservoir of truth and purity and goodness that you are, that I am, then tell no one. Only tell the truth. Each winner knows only what he can do. Be a winner today with yourself, with me, with all the life, and watch how easy it is when you are consistent, always being the winner, always having fun, being yourself and have fun. That's the name of the game. With this in mind, live your life so joyously, so happily, so wonderfully, that everything you do is a reward, and you love it. You love it. You love it. Because that's who you are. That's who you always will be, and that's what makes the world go round. Today, join me in this recognition, in this enjoyment, and know that it is done for you now. You are a winner. and keep your mouth shut. Talk only about being a winner. Now and forevermore, I love you. I love you. I love you.